Hello, welcome, welcome. So many of you all know this about me, that I like to watch sports. And Loopy spent some time with me at the beach recently, and that's what we did at night, because it's hockey season. But, you know, right before the game starts, there's the national anthem, and a lot of the players are and trying to get psyched up for the game, and they're have their eyes closed, and they're weaving back and forth at their own skates. They're alternating between their left and their right skate. And I always think about, what are they saying to themselves? How are they getting themselves psyched up for this big competition? Well, that's what our lesson's about today. The theology behind what we say to ourselves, behind our thinking. A few months ago, something was going on, I don't even remember what it was, something going on in the world, and I was reading some, you know, editorial kind of comments that people made about the, whatever the situation was, and I was thinking, what kind of theology is that? Whatever it was, people's responses to something. And then a few days later, I was really worried about something, really anxious about something, and I could almost hear the Lord saying to me, what is your theology? What is the theology behind that anxiety? I was very convicted to go to him and say, forgive me. I can't control that situation. I have to remember who you are, and you're able to handle it and to help me handle it. So one of the questions in our material is, why are you the most influential person in your life? Is that
we
spend Cynthia?
A lot of time talking to ourselves, and in our thought life, especially as I was thinking through this, and so what we think can really help us shape who we are.
Yeah.
In Christ.
I'm the person I spend the most time with, unfortunately. Any other thoughts there?
Sometimes we can be our own worst enemy.
Ah, yes. Thank you. Sometimes we can be our own worst enemy. Yeah. Yeah. So it really does matter what we think, and how we include God in our thinking. So let's watch this video from Paul David Tripp. That's pretty powerful in and of itself, but let's think about the context of women helping women. How does what he said relate to that theme? He said that the Psalms do help us to deal with the reality in our lives, and that's not easy. Can you think of an example, without sharing personal details, if you don't want to, of when it was difficult for you to face reality, or when it was difficult to help someone else face reality? Anybody have an example?
I'll share one.
Okay, Maria, come back
to
you, Cynthia.
In detail, as you said, after being married 15 years, I came to find out that my husband was living a double life. And I had a 5- and a 7-year-old. And praise be to the Lord, he was my stronghold.
Mm.
And he held me together. So I praise him.
The shock of news like that you're someone is being unfaithful to you.
Exactly.
After 15 years.
Exactly.
And facing that shock, that reality. Yeah. Cynthia, were you going to add to that?
Well, it was difficult, excuse me, for me to face reality when I ended up in, you know, getting sick like about 3 years ago.
Mm.
That, wow, this is really happening, you know, that I didn't picture myself being young and going through the stuff that I went through.
So sickness can
do
that to us. It's hard to face that this is happening to me. We have women in this church that are going through that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it difficult when it's someone else's situation to help them face reality? Sometimes we might have to say to someone, well, you got yourself in this mess. That's not true with what the two examples shared here, but there are times, I had the time in my life like that where a friend had to come to me and say, no, you can't, it's not the right path. And I appreciate her love for me and her willingness to talk to me about that. What practical steps can we take to help ourselves and to help others have a rich theology, even in times of trouble? What practically can we do? Sherry. So getting into the Word, maybe doing a topical study. If you're feeling bitter, what does Scripture say about bitterness? Certainly he said that the Psalms never denied reality. Psalms are very honest, especially ones that David wrote. Yes, you will remember what God has planted in you through his word. And Carly, were you going to add to that?
I was just going to say.
Good point.
That, being sensitive to that.
So for the benefit of the recording, Carly is encouraging us to not go through our struggles alone, to cast our burdens on him and to share our burdens with others, because we can receive help from each other. That's what the body of Christ is all about. And to put on that full armor of God and not just go through the motions of saying it, but really doing it. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Somebody gave me this for Christmas. It's a journal, a prayer journal by Ann Voskamp. And I was looking through it the other day, and some of the questions in there I thought were good to help us. The questions that you would journal about are good to think about. What we say to ourselves, the theology that we preach to ourselves. One of the questions was, what am I afraid of today? So for us personally, and in talking with someone else, what is it that you're afraid of? And what can I thank God for today in the midst of a difficult situation? What can I be thankful for? And then a really good one is, who do I say that God is today? Who is he to me? How have I seen his character? How has his character blessed me? How have I seen his names lived out? And what is going on in my situation? I've been in a prayer group for many years, and I've seen this over and over again. Somebody will come in. We're praying for our adult children and now grandchildren. And it'll be something very disappointing or maybe very sad or frustrating, and somebody will come in talking about a situation, and then our prayer time will start, and we start off with an attribute of God and read some scripture and just focus on that attribute, his faithfulness, his omnipotence, his great love for us, his goodness. And as we focus in and really think about that, then when it comes to time when we're having intercessory prayer, there's already a difference in that mom and how she's talking about it, because she's talking to him, and it's in the context of who he is. So we look for that. We look for how we can thank God, and who do I say that he is today? So how can we help others deal with reality of some really tough situations? How do we do that? It's not to deny reality.
This is happening. This is real.
Mm-hmm. And Sherry, were you going
to? Be loving and available.
Be loving and be available. Be that shoulder for someone to cry on and be a good listener. Mm-hmm. And actually, when we're praying for adult children, that's a big prayer of ours, is we will keep that duct tape on our lips and just keep our ears open, yeah. And you can add that, Cynthia.
I was going to say, listening to, I remember a friend of mine, when I was going through something, just sat on my bed and listened to me. And then at the end, she said, I don't have all the answers, but I know the one who does.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, that's a friend.
Yes, that is.
Yeah.
Yep. In our material, it says, remember that theology doesn't exist for the purpose of information. it exists for the purpose of personal transformation. That's a big plug for staying in God's Word every day and really taking it seriously, taking it to heart, asking Him to show us what He's seeking to teach us. So how can we redirect our fears into worship of Him? How can we do that? Surrender, okay? Yes. Yes, and Linda was saying the way David cried out to God, he did bring some very serious, dangerous, sinful things to Him, to the Lord, but he also remembered God's help in the past. And that's what we can do for ourselves, and that's what we can do for others, is remember God's faithfulness. Maybe something you experienced together. We've had things here in our church family where we've seen God at work. We've had Him say no to answer to prayers, especially about this, even the facilities. But then we've seen His faithfulness, and we've seen how He's been at work. We'll be in Psalm 27 again next week. So there are a lot of things I wanted to say, but we'll save that for next week for whoever's leading then. In our prayer lives, how do our prayers reflect God's beauty and who He is? If we're always coming to Him and complaining or sad or disappointed or whatever, that doesn't reflect His beauty. When we know Scripture, when we've been studying it, we can say it back to Him. I know You're faithful. I know You love me. I know You love me even though I'm a terrible sinner. I know You're good. I know You know more than I know. So let's seek to do that to encourage ourselves and to encourage others. I think our time is up, so let's pray together. Lord, thank You for this very convicting lesson and for Paul David Tripp's talk. And Lord, help us to really think about what we're saying to ourselves, to examine ourselves very carefully, to examine what we look at, what we read, what we listen to, because that's what's speaking to us also. Lord, help us to live holy lives and to be encouraging to ourselves and to others. Lord, help us to be good listeners. Thank You that You are always available to us to listen when we call out to You. Lord, I thank You for each person here today, and I pray, Lord, that You would help us and guide us. Lord, we thank You that You are our light and our salvation and our stronghold. What a beautiful foundation for us to live on this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank You for being here today.